I love to hear. My good friend Tahir hit me up, be like, Jay, I'm coming to Vegas. Let's chop it up, maybe go get dinner or something. No, he was like, hey, I'm coming in. Can you pick me up and take me to the Luxor?
Hey, I heard that the prices were crazy, and I thought he stayed closer. I was just like, man. And I thought, like, if he dropped me off, we would like grab a drink or something there.
Oh, you just didn't mention that part.
I wouldn't just have you drop me off. All right, brother, talk to you later. So I thought we would like grab something after I checked in or something like
It's
that.
so funny.
I didn't bro, I'm gonna tell you, that was such a last minute trip, bro. I didn't plan. I bought my the hotel on the flight there, so that's how
Damn.
fast
You
minute
could
hit.
have, I told you, you're always welcome here. We got a guest room. I told you.
I
You can save
appreciate it.
money.
I'd be feeling like I'm always imposing if I stay with people.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on to here. I don't want to impose, but hey, could you come pick me up and take me to
See,
the
now there's a difference between imposing and convenience, right?
Luxor?
Because I don't know how you like to walk around your house. You might like to walk around, dig out. I don't need to stop you from walking around, dig out. This is your house. You paid
Don't got
rent.
enough square footage. Stupid. We only got 2,000 square feet here, Tahir. I can't be walking out with dick out.
And see, that's why I was like, nah,
No,
I can't stay there, because I just feel like
no,
that Jay's that
no. Shit,
type
dude. I
of
was fat, and I used to say I don't fuck shirtless, and I've lost weight, and I don't be fucking walking around naked.
You never know, man. Hey, it's your house, man.
I'm telling
Yeah,
you.
you lost some weight. You might as well walk around naked. Yeah,
Yeah,
man. Get that
yeah.
off,
Show it
baby.
off.
Yeah.
Dude, I look like the old lady in the movie The Shining that got out of the bathtub.
Are you gonna do the skin surgery?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not
I
a real
mean,
big thing.
yeah, it's I mean it's not that bad. I mean
Yeah.
it, you know.
Do you think if you worked out, like you could like
I mean,
stay?
I do. I work out every morning for like Monday through Friday. We got a little gym here in the garage, and
No.
I go work out. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really like. There's a buddy of mine. Are we like? Is this show started? Or we're not.
Yeah, it's recording now.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how much you guys want to hear all this shit, but
Hey, son.
there's a local comic that he's going to get the surgery. So he was asking me about it, and he was telling me. He was like, he's fat right now. And he's like, I'm fat. And I'm like, I just worry about after the surgery, if I have a lot of skin. I'm like, do you take your shirt off now? And he's like, fuck no. And I'm like, well, okay, so if I told you at any point you can lose all this weight, maybe you still won't take your shirt off, but you don't have knee problems, your heart's probably thanking you. I mean, like the benefits way outweigh your and you'll look better in your clothes.
That part right there.
Yeah,
That part
so
right
I'm
there.
like, just do
Man, I hadn't got a chance to hike in like 2 weeks now. I was still working out heavy, but
it.
I wasn't able to hike as much. And today was like my first day back, and boy, I felt it. When you Shit, that 5 miles was tough today, baby.
I did a stress test on my heart because I was up for this reality show that we ended up not getting, but they were. On this reality show, they're like, they may go like deep sea diving or cave diving. They may go swim with. And I told the lady, I was like, I promise you, none of this crazy shit. I will not be doing any of this. But she's like, well, for us to sign off, we still have to do a stress test or whatever. So I did it, and it was fine. But there's like an in. They have you do like they do 3 minutes walking on this incline. Then it's kind of like a 3 minutes of like a little brisk walk, and then the last three is like, oh, we're gonna step it up a little bit, and I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I can work on my wind.
And why not, man? Why not try it out? Let me text
Sure.
David, see where he at.
So both y'all used to be big, now y'all skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Damn.
it's a trip.
Yeah.
Y'all transcenders,
I'm slender neutral.
Slender
I'm slender fluid. There we go.
Oh, that's funny.
I might say that on stage. I'm slender fluid.
Let me turn these lights down just a little bit. God, man, don't want me up. Wow.
It's a trip, Donnie. It's like it's a different life now.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
still big, dude.
Well, you know what's a trip is like, and I'm sure Tahir's doing, he's doing Ozempic, or he was doing Ozempic, right?
Yeah,
I don't think he do it no more.
Do you
yeah,
still do
I got off of it in March.
it? Okay, my girl does Ozempic, but she's diabetic, so she it's like, you know, for her diabetes, but it also helps with her when she wants to lose weight. But I don't know if you experience this, Tahir, but probably not, because mine's different. I had a surgery, right? So when people are like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you," it like I kind of feel like I'm like I get what they mean and I appreciate it, but I'm also it's like after the surgery, it's kind of like cruise control,
Yeah.
you know?
It is. Well, for me, I gotta still watch what I eat. Like, 'cause when I went to Chicago to do a show with Corey Bell, then I went to St. Louis for like 4 or 5 days and went back to Chicago while we was filming promo for Churchy, and Kev took us out to eat every night. We went to Joe's Seafood Friday night. Saturday we did Maple and Ash, and
He's trying to fatten you up.
Sunday we did tap. Yeah, he's trying to get me back to the old me. He's already told me he's waiting on me to fail.
Slender fluid.
But when Kev said he's putting his car down, I was like, hey baby, listen, I gotta.
I know, right?
We shut down damn near every restaurant we went to. Every restaurant was damn near closing when we left up out of there. We was we hey, we in here now. We in here. What's up, Megan?
What's up? Look at y'all. Look at this beautiful group of people,
Hello,
except for
Meg.
Donnie. Ew,
Megan,
Donnie's back.
I was happy to see you and all that, girl.
Whatever, Donnie. You talking about my shoulders.
I thought we was
Shots fired.
BFFs forever.
But everyone else here. No, what's up, Donnie? How y'all doing? How's
Good,
everybody here?
Meg. What up, Meg?
Shut up,
What up,
Tahir.
you're such a fucking. Hey.
That's funny.
Oh, David, that's funny to you, David, whom I've never met.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
What's up, Meg? Your kids made you late again?
Oh, my internet made me late. I had to restart. It was acting trashy. So,
Yeah.
you know how it goes. What's up, Jay? I ain't seen you in a
I
minute.
know. Hello, Meg. How
You're
are
skinny
you?
too. Look, everybody else is
Slim
getting
Jay J
skinny.
right here, baby. Slim
What did
Jimmy.
you do? You did Ozempic too?
No, I got AIDS.
Oh, that'll do it.
No. I had gastric sleeve surgery May 23.
How do you feel?
Fucking great. Yeah, I lost 185 pounds and
Really? Wow.
it's wild. I mean it's a
Damn,
different life now.
200?
Yeah.
Motherfucker
Good
Jay is
stuff, man.
crazy as hell, bro.
Congratulations.
Damn, I didn't know you lost 200, bruh.
Dude, my highest, it's funny because for the longest, I was
Yeah.
telling people my highest weight, I was like 400. And then I had gone in with my doctor and I mentioned that. And she's like, "Oh, no, you were 415 at one point." And I was like, "God."
Damn.
Good for you, man. That's dope. That's
Thank
good.
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Yeah, that's crazy.
it.
Meg, where were you at your highest? How many scales that they had to?
Thank you. Yeah.
It's funny. That's funny again to you, David Murphy.
I'm just here for the jokes. That's so funny.
I'm currently at my highest. Well, actually, I'm not. My pregnancy, I was at my highest. Well, we won't talk about what that number is, but you know, with child, it was two of us, right? Getting on the scale. So, you know.
Blame it on the baby.
Shut up, Tahir, because you was heavy by yourself on the scale.
Oh, that's funny. Is there a child in the art class behind you?
No, these are mine.
Oh no,
Oh,
Dave
you
is trying
painted
to
that?
start
These are all
sharing.
mine.
I'm joking.
No,
I see what you was going for.
I did my own too. That's why I'm like,
Oh, you did that? Your child didn't do that one?
That one looks nice, David. Yours actually looks like art.
No, it
Man's
doesn't.
looks
It
like
just looks like I want to do red, a little black here. That's too
yeah,
neat for me. That's not my type of art.
that was
Meg
good.
looked like she was
Way
mad at the
too.
canvas. She was just throwing paint on the
This
shit. Just
is like, this is, you could tell I got an ADHD brain because look how.
I like the heart. The heart is
What are
good.
you like? By day, are you an accountant, David? Like your art is very, lines
My
are
dad's an
straight.
accountant, which is kind of funny. My
Meg,
dad's an accountant, so you picked up on something.
your art is dope, Meg, but it looks like you did each one on a different drug.
Makes sense. Not
LSD,
going
like
to.
LSD.
David was one of the writers on Churchy, Meg.
Yeah,
He
yeah,
was on his
yeah.
drug. Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
David.
Yeah, Tahir did a great job, man. Tahir is
Yeah, man.
Tahir is
so
a
funny.
great actor.
So
Thank
funny.
you.
So
Appreciate
great,
it.
really.
Yeah,
And a great
hilarious.
talent.
It's
It
getting
is
great
funny.
reviews. We're very excited about it. First 7 days is what matters the most. So we're just trying to make sure people run the streams up,
Yeah, run them streams up.
Run
Run
it
them
up, run it up. Whoop,
streams
whoop.
up. Let us get
Yeah.
that season three. And they also bought the hospital too. So it's gonna be a good
Oh
season.
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good
Very
stuff.
excited about that,
Yeah, because
man.
we had to. We were so
What?
much stuff. We're not so much, but like, you're limited with like what you can do and like locations and all that stuff. They keep trying to level the show up, so it's like I can only imagine like a next season. You guys are great. Yeah, I was really, really happy. Yeah.
My bad. I was supposed to get BT on here today. I
Oh,
fucked
really?
up.
Yeah, I forgot. I was
He
forgetting.
was like, I never got
Wow.
the
You're like, oh,
email.
damn.
I
What's the
forgot. He's
immigration?
supposed to be on last week, but he had an audition. He
Did
tried
I
to
use?
book it. So I didn't book him to spite him. He got enough work.
Leslie was great last
Hater.
night. You see Leslie last
Hater.
night, dear?
Huh?
Leslie, did you see Leslie last night from
Oh, she was
Instagram?
leaving as I was walking up
Oh yeah,
for the
yeah.
second show. I saw she came. She
Okay,
was like, yeah. So she was one of the
the girl who
producers,
works at
one of the executive
LeBron's
producers
company.
from for Churches. She also works
Yeah.
at Spring Hill, LeBron's company. So
Yeah.
she's a big Currency fan too.
Oh really?
Yeah, super
Yeah.
big. She had a jet lag t-shirt. And I was like, what you know about jet lag? She was like, she started spitting. I was like,
Oh
oh
whoa.
shit,
Oh
Currency
wow.
spitter.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Meg, what you know about Nickelodeon, Disney? What you be listening
No, I listen to all like gospel
to?
songs. But see, I be listening to like trap gospel stuff that you didn't, if you didn't listen to the words, it would sound like it was real hood. But then you hear a lot of
That's really
Jesus.
funny. What the hell is trap gospel?
It's trap
What?
music, but they're
Oh really?
spitting about the Lord.
Little
Whoa,
John
that's
3:16.
cool.
But it's like, but again, if you don't listen to the words, you think I'm just listening to some real ratchet music. Ah, that's how we get you.
Yeah, go listen to my shit, man.
No, thank you.
Go listen to my shit, man. I'm
No, I'm
talking about
okay.
God.
Thanks,
See, you a
Johnny.
hater, man. Come on, man. God
You're a hater.
damn.
You're a
You ain't
hater.
gonna fuck with the nigga, with the
Hey,
nigga rapping, young nigga
it's okay.
rapping.
I'll pass, but thanks.
You a hater.
God
No.
damn.
I like
So
her.
I got you, Donnie. I'm listening to your
Was
stuff.
so
Your forehead
perfectly
shiny,
timed.
man. Oh, thank you. Got a nice
Got
forehead.
you, Donnie. I'm gonna listen to your stuff. I look, the one thing I do is support people, okay? I
Yes,
buy
thank you.
tickets. I go, even if I don't go to your show, I'll just buy a ticket.
See,
I'll
yeah.
like give it
Yes,
to
Meg, we'll
somebody.
do
If you're
that.
selling something, a shirt, whatever, I got you. I
Maybe
always support people.
you could do his album art.
Yeah, but that's gonna
Rhetorical.
cost you. These
How
toddler
much?
art pieces cost,
How
okay?
much?
There's a bidding war going on for these right now.
Wasn't
Between the
I don't.
trash can and the dumpster?
All your right shoes back there are leaning today.
That's so funny.
You right heavy.
Oh man.
I'm right heavy.
Yes. Your right breast, right arm, right testicle, everything heavy on the right side.
Joke book, right heavy.
Hey, that's funny. Man, you be getting them off, man. I'm very proud of you. You come such a far way.
Because y'all just talking about me so much over my life. I gotta fight
You
back.
did
I'm
not used to talk
sick of
about you
this.
so
Yes,
much.
you
You got talked
did.
about the regular amount just like everybody else.
No, because it was like, haha, she can't say nothing back. Let's talk about her.
That
Not today.
would be bullying, Meg, and we never did that.
Yes, you
Yeah.
did. All the time. But now I'm ready for a clip locked and loaded.
All right, let's.
Wait, is
You
that
was
how you
right.
do
You
a
was
gun?
sitting in
That's how
there
you do a
writing
gun,
jokes
right?
and stuff. That's why you got on this call late. You was writing little
No,
jokes.
Internet issues, Donnie. Shut up, Donnie. I didn't know you was gonna be on here because if I had known that, I wouldn't have came. BT could have just took my spot. Leave me alone, Donnie. You know what? Today, I'm not dealing with you today, Donnie.
What's the history in the Donnie Meg?
So Donnie came on here, right? Trying to be funny, right?
Trying to be
first
funny.
Time That's on crazy. Here.
That's wild. That's
he goes.
Wild, man.
He's like, oh, Megan, I don't even remember what you said, but he was like, oh, I've seen you before, and he puts a video up of what's his name with the shoulders,
Lil Pump and Kanye. You such a fucking hoe,
bro. I'm a big fan of her, and she mad at me because I'm a fan, bro.
So you know what? I was like, okay, that's cool. We see you. We see you, Donnie.
That's a compliment. Ooh.
Be easy. I love you, 40.
I was like, oh, I see what it is. So ever since then, Donnie is my arch nemesis.
Why do you just have that ready? Why?
Yes, that's what I was
going to
say.
Don't worry about what I do, because I told you, I'm always
right in this store.
You stay ready so you don't have to get
this
ready.
This supposed to be a freestyle battle. No, she wrote all her raps.
No, I don't have to write nothing. This is off the dome.
All raps, bro. That's
it. I'm saving stuff and you're it's saving. It's saving. Okay.
You meditated murder.
Wow, are you cheating?
Yeah. Damn.
Let Donnie live, man. You're just trying to live his best life.
Nope. Donnie came in here hot. All right, Donnie. You can catch the strays. You too, David Murphy.
Yeah, I'm still filling out. I want to hurt my feelings yet. Yeah.
Jay, you're cool with me, so hey.
I love Jay. Yeah,
I'll find something. I can't give you fat jokes anymore. What can I say about you? Maybe like racist jokes, racism.
Racism.
I mean, I can't really
start with. I got AIDS. You say, how did you,
man? What race is you? You can't even. You can't say the N word, Meg. So don't. Do
yes,
it.
I can. Are no, you kidding can. Me? My father is blacker than you, Donnie.
For real?
Yes. Ask
That's what they all say. That's what they all say, man.
Deacon Thomas.
Here has seen my father. He know Deacon Thomas don't play.
Deacon Thomas taller than you, boy.
He said he taller than me.
Technically, didn't we all come from a black woman? Technically, I mean, if we go back in time.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good word. That's a good.
Hey, I'm not trying to put in a bid to be able to say the.
All right.
Jay, like he trying to get the N word pass.
No.
Listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into this first topic. Before we do, we want to give a shout out to our special guests in the house. We got Big Irish Jay in the house, David Murphy, Donnie Comedy, Detroit's Finest is back in the building. I'm to hear more. We got Megasaurus Rex in the building as well. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, the amount of scams that's going on now is just absolutely ridiculous. You got to keep yourself and your money safe. When it comes to your money, you deserve to feel safe from fraud and in control, okay? And that's exactly what you can expect with Cash App. When you get the Cash App card, not only do you get access to a ton of perks and benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concerts, pre-sales, or discounts on popular brands. But you also have extra security with the power to instantly lock or unlock your card right from your phone. And you can do that in just one tap. With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right, all right? With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security, protections you can count on, and help when you need it. Spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or at cash.app/card. Your security deserves to be a priority, all right? And Cash App treats it that way. With Security Lock, Cash App requires a successful Face ID or biometric authentication to access your account. It's like your money is protected by your own personal bodyguard. Even if you accidentally leave your phone unlocked or someone gains access to it without your knowledge. And check this out. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. All you gotta do is just download Cash App. Use our exclusive referral code, SECURE10, in your profile. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. instant discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure.
First topic of the day, would you rather have a permanent injury from a crime versus a failed sexual exploit?
Failed sexual.
Okay, give examples of both.
Yeah.
An injury from a crime. You were doing a crime. It could be, you know, getting chased by the cops and then you ran into something and now you are in a wheelchair or you walk with a limp. Mm. Or you are on crutches from trying to do a sexual position and slipped and hurt yourself and now you got to be on crutches.
Okay.
But is it the same amount of time?
Yeah, because I thought the question was a permanent injury from a crime or just a bad sexual experience. Because I didn't know the permanent was from the sexual experience too.
It's either one. So would you rather have it from a crime or would you rather have it from, like, which one do you want to have to tell the story more for?
Is it a cool crime?
No, it's embarrassing.
Like yeah. What? Like stealing?
No, it's embarrassing.
Tears like, just answer
that question. Y'all niggas have been thinking too deep.
I don't know. I feel like crimes are just cooler. Like, ha ha. I wouldn't hear
that. That's why it's got to be an embarrassing crime. Like you were running from, or you, I don't know, trying to fight somebody.
Yeah.
With a bag of nickels or something like that.
Okay, I got one question. For both, whichever one you choose, does the public know? That like they like maybe they posted the news thing where how you got injured or like oh this person had a sexual blah 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 and ended up like this. Does the public know?
I'm gonna say no. The public doesn't
know.
Okay.
But everyone who asks, you do
you have to tell them. Everybody who asks, you have to tell them which one.
The truth.
Like if you're on stage and somebody's like, "Why are you on those crutches, white man?" Then you gotta tell them because yeah. Try to do froggy style
man.
On my legs.
White down. Man. Yeah. Yo, where yeah. Am I performing at the with the black Israelites or what?
In Inglewood.
That's fine.
With the Israelites.
Hey, they was on the corner so tough when we was in Chicago, boy, on the west side. They was, I mean, anybody that walked by, my man, come here, let me talk to you. You know, you were an Israelite. You know, you were a
guy. Recruiting, huh?
It's hell, bro. I'm just here for this hell since Uncle Remus.
Yo.
All right.
So the sexual position is something where you were in a compromising position. Maybe you were tooted up. You fell for it. Now you got this big gas.
No, give me the crime. Give me the crime. I'm done even listening to this one. Give me the crime. I'm not tooting up nothing. Give me the crime, bro. I do the time. I don't care how stupid it is, bro.
Yeah. You lost me tooting up.
I go to
but the
jail
crime
for stealing the
candy cane. No, but you're locked in the same position as you would be if you, like, whatever the issue is, gas, whatever, it's the same.
The crime is you tried to rob somebody while they were on a motorcycle. And the cops saw you and you took them as a hostage. So you ride behind a person and you got the gun on them, but you riding tight. So you got your arm around their waist, you holding on to their chest, you still got the gun right there.
So then your arm got stuck like this or something?
No, y'all crashed.
Yeah, it crashed.
And then okay.
Yeah, do you go to jail?
You're paraplegic? You gotta tell people that you went to jail for
that. There's so many questions.
Yeah, no.
You have to specify.
This my
what's the
thing?
Injury? What is the injury to hear?
Okay. Let's say that your goofy ass broke into a house that you thought was filled full of treasures. broke your leg and now you don't walk the same, but you broke into an empty house and the cops got you. That's the dumb crime.
Or you get fired.
I'm taking the crime.
I can tell the story crazy though.
Nah, you got to tell the story. That's
gotta be truthful.
Every time you gotta tell the crime. Like it is, like, yeah, I was trying to break into this house. I didn't realize they had moved out. Yeah. This game, I got nervous. There I had to jump out the window, broke my leg.
But I ain't snitch, bro.
You was by yourself, nigga.
hey, still ain't snitching. Still not snitching. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like you could sound cooler with that jump, bro. If I tell you, hey, bro, what happened to you, man? I was tuning it up for my girl the other day, right? And she was hitting it crazy. And I was just, she broke my back. Like, it's over, bro. You just got your back broke by your girl. It's over, bro. I'd rather break my back doing a crime, picking up a heavy box, trying to steal off porch pirating off somebody's porch, and I broke my back because the box was too heavy.
And also you can be honest and make it quick, and unless they ask for more details. But if somebody like, oh, how'd you hurt your back? You'd be like, oh,
okay, let me change it real quick,
Donnie. You know,
since you said that, the violent crime was you were being a porch pirate trying to steal some boxes off somebody's porch, and somebody shot you in the ass.
So now the crazy part is, look. My dad done got shot in the ass before, and I think that nigga cool as fuck. So, hey, niggas get shot in the ass all day, nigga. Hey.
Wait, what happened? Why your daddy get shot? What happened?
You got to tell his story, Donnie.
Right, Donnie.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I got shot in the ass.
I'm saying, how did your dad get shot in the ass?
Oh, yeah. So, look. My dad wanted to be a street nigga. He not no street nigga. Let me tell you that. You know how you a kid in your hood? You like, yeah, I'm like that. He got all D's and stuff. Almost didn't graduate high school type stuff, right? So back in the day in Detroit, you beef with like different blocks, right? So a block might beef with another block. So he was beefing with a whole different block, and it was like family. So back then it was like the Chambers brothers, or the, you know, they went by their last name. So my brother my dad was just by himself because his older brother, 10 years older than him, and his older sister, like 12 years older than him. So he was really by himself. So he beefing with a whole group of niggas. But he got all his homies. So he call up his homeboys. He basically catch all them lacking one by one. Beat them all up. But then he riding his bike through their hood one day. They catch him. They smash 40 bottles, 240 bottles. They smash it over his head. Bitch, get the beat in his ass. He running from them. The nigga pull out the gun, buff at him. Boom, shot him in the butt. He said he still got on his bike, got the fuck on. You feel me? He said it was a 2.2. So a 2.2 is like one of the smallest calibers, you know, bullets you could get hit by. He said when he hit his butt, he said when he went to the doctor, they was like, yeah, you know, being fat saves your life, nigga. Like, because my dad big too. So, like, he had so much fat on his ass. He had such a fat ass that he really saved his life. Like, nigga, being fat really saved my dad. So
okay, you gotta say that then in the story too, then. Like, if that's how you got shot in the crime, you gotta be like, oh yeah, I survived though, because I got a fat ass.
Hey, that's what it is, bro. My dad had a fat ass, bro.
You tooting it. Yeah.
That story. I would take that story. I think
That's what I'm saying. It's still cool to get shot in your ass. Like, what's somebody gonna say to you? Like, would you run if a nigga pulled a gun out? Like, nigga, I got shot in the ass when I ran.
You also might be killing off your game if you're saying like you got injured the last time you had sex. So somebody might be like, well, shit, I don't know.
You need to hit the gym. You weak.
Right.
Yeah. That's tough. You fall out of a sex swing. That could happen. I heard about that happening. Fall out of a sex swing.
You heard about it?
Yeah. I've heard about it.
I heard about it when it happened to me.
The turn of a guy around these three sex swings right now.
The thought of a dude being inside in a sex swing is crazy. What you doing in the swing?
Was in the swing, David. He was in there swinging.
What if a dude was in the sex swing and he couldn't get out without the chick's help? She got mad and just left him there. You got to call the ambulance. You got to call the EMTs. When they get there, you ain't going to be hard no more either. You're going to be a bad. You're going to be soft. You're going to be like,
you think they care? They see stuff like that all the time. That don't even bother them. They see so many people come in with injuries.
It ain't about them, man.
Oh my God.
They don't care. They be like, all right, you flaccid. We got it. We don't care.
Yeah. You don't want that. That's like, but you could also, for the crime though, you could also go to jail. You probably also go to jail because that makes it a crime.
For a little bit of time. Yeah. At least a little bit of time. Yeah.
So you got to do a little bit of time. So you got to do 3 months and the story.
Yeah. Why you shot
you in the infirmary? Because you got a gunshot to your butt.
Yeah.
Small caliber. He'd be all right.
Yeah.
Give him a donut.
Yeah. Yeah, did your dad, did it ricochet? Because those little bullets will ricochet, you know, go in your ass.
Yeah, they will. But it was in his ass. So it didn't, you know, all that fat meat.
Stay there.
Like, if it hit your organs, I see what you're saying. But when it's all just ass, bro. That ass eating that bullet up. Clap, 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 clap,
What's
clap,
that
clap.
Science show? What's that science show when they like were showing?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Mythbusters?
Yeah, like yeah. Mythbusters. They have your Mythbusters, nigga, with them.
They need the Mythbusters ass.
They have the gel of his ass that they're just shooting into. There's just his ass cheeks up there. Okay, let's see if this was a 38.
Hey, this story really happened.
How old were you, Donnie, when your dad told you the story?
Oh man, I was probably like 13, 14. But he always told me the story, but like when I really remember, it was like 13, 14. He always talked about getting shot in the ass and like, oh, I got shot. Because he used to tell it like, man, I got shot before. I got shot before. Then we like, man, how you really get shot? He's like, man, they shot me in the ass. I'm like, oh, whoa. That's wild. They just shot you in the ass, bro.
Yeah.
They didn't want to kill him, though. They wasn't trying to kill him. They was just trying to be like, you know, back up, bro. It was the 80s, 90s, you know. Yeah. They not, like, on that for real. Like, they really playing around in the streets. They don't even know what the streets is, spending and all that. Just got created for real. So they was really just fighting for real. And the gun pulled out. My dad like, oh, so I got to run. Got shot.
Damn.
He said they wasn't really trying to kill him like that, though.
They were trying to beat his ass.
They just wanted
to beat his ass. No, they were just trying to win the fight. Yeah. They were trying to kill him. They were trying to beat his ass.
When a gun comes out, Donnie, somebody's trying to hurt somebody.
Possible death.
Nobody's just pulling out a gun like, yeah, this do it.
Yeah.
No, for real, bro. I don't know. Y'all ain't see that video of the girl pulling out a girl's gun. She was pump faking on the dude, and the dude shot her.
Oh, really? None see it.
Yeah, bro. People do that junk all the time, just pull out guns just to scare people. And that's like the last thing you need to do. If you pull it out, you need to pull the trigger, even if you shoot them in the ass.
Yeah, don't do that. Ain't no shooting clouds over here. You better go ahead and be ready or not do it at all.
Don't just pull it out.
All right, so what everybody going with? What y'all feeling like?
We going pew, pew.
Crime.
Shoot crime?
Crime.
Yeah, I think crime. I don't know, man. I don't know. A felony record? How do you get work? You know, like, I don't know. I'm gonna go with felony on your record. I don't need the felony. That's gonna hurt you for next. That's gonna be affecting you for next, you know, your rest of your life.
That's gonna be so when you got this limp where you got it, you know, that limp that goes like this, walking like this. How you get that? Oh, when I got stuck in the sex swing. Like,
No, it's the scar. Remember, it's the scar on the face.
Okay.
The scar. Yeah. Oh, so I fell out of the sex swing. Okay.
Yeah, shoot me in my ass.
But the scar could be a good story, too. You know what I mean? Like, man, Omar. Real freaky.
Damn, y'all just made me think my brother got bit by a dog in his ass. So I better be watching for my ass on this.
What's going on with your family? You got a curse.
It ain't a curse. Trauma? No such thing as a curse, but I just thought about that. Damn. That
is
crazy.
A curse. Y'all got butt trauma in your family.
It ain't no butt trauma.
All the men. All the men.
You got butt trauma. Stop playing.
No, yeah, y'all have your dad got shot. The dog bit your brother on the butt.
Yeah, like, for real, because they was running. Yeah. Let me see you get attacked by a dog and see what you do. You ain't gonna run.
I'm just saying, it's in your family for some reason, Donnie. Watch your butt. Watch your butt.
Watch my butt.
Watch your family's ass has a magnetic field to it.
Yeah. We just got fat asses. You see, our ass fatter than yours, man.
It probably is. I mean, if that's what you want to be known for, Donnie, go for it.
My ass probably fatter than yours, man.
That's how you would like to be objectified, Donnie. Go for it.
That should be your credit when you come on stage.
Oh my God.
Y'all put your hands together for fat ass.
The family of fat ass.
That's so funny. Oh shit.
Putting your girl to shame. All right, cool. You got it.
That's his stage name.
Oh, wow.
All right, so everybody's going with the crime except for Murph. You going with the sex scene?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the sex scene. I think. Because you could be cool, like you get the little scar, like you know, like Omar from The Wire.
Yeah, you'd be like Kano or something.
Maybe people respect you.
The crime is taking it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Like, if I was starring in a new movie, they had to call it The Girth and It Arises, coming soon. You know why? Because Blue Chew. And that's why I love Blue Chew, because it isn't just a tablet, it's a cheat code for your stronger crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a nice little pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. This ain't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection.
And look, fellas, this isn't just about performance. This is about legacy, or, you know, third leg a C, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, your third leg. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down right, they're talking about how it gets up, okay? Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Trust me on that. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And check this out. We got a special deal for our listeners, all right? As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code SQUAD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com and use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. And also go to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. Big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather get punched in the face by Mike Tyson once versus chased by a swarm of hornets for 5 minutes?
I'm already knowing what I'm taking.
What time? How old is Mike Tyson?
He's Mike Tyson right now.
Oh, right now. Yeah, for sure. I'm taking Mike. There's no doubt.
I'm taking the bees or the hornets. Yeah.
You just said you had a hard time running for like 2 minutes. You talking about 5 minute sprint? You better sprint from these hornets because they could kill you, bro.
Five minute
sprint.
They kill the hornets.
I mean, Tyson could kill you with one punch.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what I was thinking.
You're taking a headshot from Tyson.
He not like that.
You get knocked out.
What?
You probably knock you out. He ain't gonna kill you. He'll knock you out.
He'll knock you out, maybe. It'll knock Meg out. It wouldn't knock me out.
Okay.
He will definitely knock you out, Donnie.
We're talking where you're just standing there teed up like a T-ball.
And he gets hands down.
All his power under your chin. Oh, dude. Like, he can snap your neck.
Yeah, if you do like those, you know, those slap league. Yeah, you got to stand there like that and just have your.
And
chin
that's out. A slap.
Put your hands behind your back. Punch.
And here's the thing: like as long as he punches you on your face and your head, he's fine. So he can come with a jab. He can come from an overhand. He can come with the uppercut. Imagine Mike Tyson uppercutting you, clicking all of your shit.
Yeah, you never know. Mike Tyson could like me too. Like the bees are never like you, Mike Tyson. But I really like this guy. I don't want to hate him. I don't want to hit this guy. I don't want to bring out the inner rage on him. The inner rage will hurt him. And I'll be like, yeah, Mike, just tap me. He'd be like, man, I love you, brother. You like my little pigeon.
Yeah, and then somebody's going to go, hey, Mike, he'd rather take a punch from you than get chased by some little bees. Oh, he'd be like, oh, is that right? Oh, okay. Here's my question with the hornets. Do I have clothes on?
You got clothes on.
Okay,
yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. I got stung by a wasp before.
Yeah,
and
I
had on jean shorts, and it went through my jean.
Yeah,
my
I believe her. Yeah.
It went through
I got stung by a bee before.
It went through the jean shorts.
Yeah,
but you had shorts on, so they can come up.
No, went through the short. It wasn't like on my exposed leg. It was.
You disrespecting bees right now, my nigga. That's what you doing. You disrespecting bees and the bees of this earth.
What are you talking about, Donnie?
I'm more scared of bees than any. Bro, do you know, like, go look up bees and how they chase people from their wasp, bro. They'll chase you for hours, bro. Hours, literally, with an S. They will chase you, bro. And they will, like, people went to ponds to hide from the bees and stuff like that, and the bees are set on top of the pond waiting for the person to come back up.
You are making this up, Donnie.
Look it up. I'll still take my chances. Google it. The earth flat, everything, bro. Google that shit, bro. It's real, bro.
Google it.
It's real, bro. Google it, bro.
I did hear. Well, first of all, real quick, just clarification. We are talking about hornets, but we're talking about the killer hornets, right?
Okay,
Bees are criminal. Like, if a bee has too much pollen, it gives the same effect like you're drunk, right?
You know,
if a bee comes back to the hive and it's flying like that and it's buzzing and flying sideways and stuff like that, the guards at the hive will not only will they not let him in, they escort him out, like drag him out, and then they rip all the limbs off of him.
God damn.
Bees are zero tolerance for the bullshit, bro.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Zero tolerance for it.
That's how DUIs need to be handled, nigga.
You can take the sobriety test. You blow it, and they're like, I got to take
the right leg. Your accelerator leg.
Got to take that right leg for you, my boy.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is this, I don't think we thought about this. You remember in My Girl how Oh Boy was like allergic?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you really know if you're allergic, because not like you get stung by hornets all the time. So what if you get
stung? I know I'm allergic to death.
Yeah.
Okay. What if your throat closes up?
I mean, you
can take that one punch, bro. Yeah. Mike Tyson not even like that. I'll say it to his face. He wouldn't knock me out. I'm not saying he's not like that in the sport. He's a GOAT, greatest of all time, possibly. But he wouldn't knock me out. That's all I got to say.
You're
bro.
Definitely getting knocked out.
I would beat beat the crap out of Mike Tyson, bro. No cap, bro.
You not doing nothing, Donnie. Viral,
I want Mike Tyson to see this, bro, so he'll know.
You will run out of breath. That man is still physical.
Would knock Mike Tyson out, bro. No cap.
Okay, when you were like, oh, I'd make friends with Mike. We would play him this video right before.
Yeah. He'd be like, wait, what? Yeah.
That's what he said? Yeah.
You run away and he got a punch in your ass.
Oh, then he'll survive that.
Yeah,
he survived a punch in the ass.
Oh, shit.
That made history, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. They just let them talk. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's so funny. Wait, is there audio going down?
Oh, that would be hilarious, man.
Yeah, I know. I would take the I think I would take the hornets. I think I'm pretty fast. I think I'd get away for like a little bit.
5 minutes.
I'm doing all this.
You got 5 minutes sprint on you. That's not gonna do nothing to no.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not outrunning them. I'm just thinking I'm immediately going to start putting the hood up, and then I would run to like a pool or some water.
There you go.
Can't sit under there for 5 minutes, though, gang.
I know. I come up
with your lips up. Down. Okay.
Respect. Okay. I respect. Okay. You think
it. I'm running in a supermarket, grabbing Lysol and a lighter. And then get back around.
That's
they just chased you into the supermarket. That didn't do nothing.
I ain't gonna stop when I grab. I'm gonna run down the aisle, grab the shit.
You are not that fast.
Open that bin.
You're not fast.
I thought he was gonna check out.
Skinnier, you are not fast.
Meg, let's race now.
That'd be good content. Good content.
Because I'd be sprinting on
me now. Yeah.
I'd be sprinting. Okay, happy to.
Wait. Are you here this week for
Great? I am. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'll see you on Wednesday. It's going down. I'm selling tickets.
What is it? 20 yards? 100 yards? What is it?
We'll do the parking lot. We'll do from one side of the parking to the other.
Hey,
I didn't get a medic, though. I didn't get a medic for you.
Running, bro. It's crazy, bro.
You said what?
I didn't get a medic for you. It wasn't in the budget.
Do you guys know after, I think the stat is after like 35, 90% of people on Earth will never run full speed.
Never run again.
Oh, really?
Wait, what does that mean? You mean like they'll
never sprint. You'll never have a reason to sprint as fast as you can. After like a certain
It on the treadmill per my trainer. So
destroyed six treadmills trying to run on it.
It's for real.
Leveled
the
it was an incline, but ended up level.
You can see it bending like it ain't got.
When the last time you sprinted to here?
I run regularly, Meg.
No, sprint.
Like you're fast as you can go.
Because a little jog is easy to do. I'm talking about sprint.
I run regularly. So when
What is your treadmill on? What number?
Well, I don't run on a treadmill. When I'm running like so I do the walk, or I do the jog, then run. So
I'm smoking you. This is a difference between like a cross country runner and then a sprinter.
I can't wait.
I'm tuning
I got
in
money
this.
On to here, man.
I can't wait till Wednesday. You
know, let's go. Me? Matter of fact, I'm about to go right now. I'm about to go sprint just
that'd
to
be
get
so
my.
Funny.
Dude,
I welcome the challenge.
Wednesday.
I can't wait. When are you doing this? Wednesday? You're gonna
Wednesday.
Do it live?
Mm-hmm. I'm a live streaming too.
Okay, I'm definitely.
Oh, that would be so funny.
But dude, what David said about that, you won't run after 35. Dude, like, this is probably about 10 years ago when I was at my highest weight. And I went to the movies with this other comic that was like 21 or something. And we were like maybe 20 yards from where we parked the car. And he goes, oh, hold on, I forgot some. Runs back to the car, grabs his keys, and then runs back to me. And I looked at him like he was an Olympic level athlete. I was like, how the fuck do you do that? How? I was like,
dude,
that is impressive.
Yeah, so funny.
I will say, like, losing the weight definitely makes it more attractive to like do physical activities.
Yeah.
The running made, like, when you say when last time you run, like, I'll be running for no reason now.
Yeah.
Like, I got running shorts. They are short as fuck. Thighs out just on the strength. I got the crossbody sling. I got, goddamn it, hold on, listen.
You wanted to be a baddie for so long.
I have like two little,
I got the camel, bro.
You got the whole.
Like, he wanted to be such a hoochie for so long and finally can do it.
Your thighs don't chafe to you?
Huh? Yeah.
Your thighs don't chafe.
They don't.
I don't. They're not as big as they used to be now.
Yeah.
I thought you were grabbing a jock strap.
David.
Yeah. What you say?
No, it's just funny because he was like,
Your whole
life, he was like, yeah, my thighs never rub. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm an expert at the skinny stuff, bro. Yeah, he good now.
David got a thigh gap.
Yeah, I do. I like one of the Kardashians. but I used to run. I started running like about 5 years ago. I moved home with my mom for like a couple years, and she lives in Crenshaw District, like in the hood, right? So I started running a lot. I was getting in shape, getting ripped. I started running my shirt off. I was wearing these leggings and like a shorts, and then like my shirt off. Started running, and one day these two. I was my first week there on Crenshaw, and it was like Obama. And I stop at the light, got the music on. This car pulls up, two hood dudes. They go, hey, yo, your ear, like, we don't talk to you.
No.
So I take my thing out, and it's like, put your shirt on, you gay ass nigga. Get your ass from out of your house.
Right.
Where the fuck you think you at?
I was like, we're working or walking.
Bro, he told me, he was cool to you. Hey, take that.
That's hilarious.
You gotta hear this shit.
Oh my god, that is so laughing, bro. Wait, did you put your shirt on?
I didn't have my shirt with me. I was running with top. Like, I was about to cross the street running down Obama. I was
they was like, hey, take it out real quick.
That's hilarious. Because it would have been funny for him and his buddies to just say,
yeah.
But he was like, no, I want you to know this.
I want you to hear this. And I was laughing. I was crying. It hurt my heart, bro.
Hey, did you both? Hold on. Did you laugh when they said it, though?
You
gotta laugh.
Put my thing back, my ear pods.
And then David ran the rest of the way like this.
One tear.
It's so
funny.
I'm fucking.
He was running like this.
That's funny.
Take your AirPods off. It's so diabolical.
Take your AirPods out. I can see emotion and like. That's what I'm saying. They're really important.
David, what'd be funny too is if like you just started running, you're like, Oh, are they gonna like, hey man, good job? Are they gonna you're like, oh yeah, what's up, guys? Put your shirt on, you gay.
Yo, I thought they were gonna say something positive. Who does that?
That
is so funny.
That's funny as hell, bro. Yeah. That might be the clip right there.
Yeah, the hood broke back in the hood. I was like, oh, I missed it over here. Yeah.
All right, man. So how we feeling, man? What we thinking about?
I'm going
Punch in the face or the swarming hornets?
Hornets.
Punch in the face.
Donnie, I really think you underestimate Mike Tyson's punch, bro.
I really think
I threw on a punch. Did you know
jaw that's going to impact the
punch? You want to know some real shit, bro? I had like six brothers growing up. Four of them was like, what's that called again? My mama's husband. What the fuck is that called? My mama's husband.
Your stepdad?
Brothers-in-law, right?
No, your stepbrothers. Everybody get
their bags of chips, right? But chips was like money in my house because we ain't got no money. We just kids, right? So chips and snacks was all money, bro. I used to tell everybody, bro, if y'all bring me y'all chips, y'all can slap me. For each chip y'all bring, y'all can each slap me, bro.
This is your obesity origin story.
Now I got a conglomerate on chips. I had like 30 bags of chips in my room, and they all slapped me. My cheek was swollen. But guess who got all the chips now? Now who done cornered
we
the
money? We know, Donnie. We see you ate them. Okay, we get it.
This is what's unfortunate. I think all those slaps caused CTE.
And I played football. Yep, you might be right.
And so...
you might be right.
I used to fight. So I'm like, it only takes 10 pounds of pressure to knock somebody out if you're hitting them right. Somebody hitting you, like if he's coming with like
I'm going to tuck that hook, chin. I'm going to tuck that chin. Don't do that. I'm going to tuck that. Hold on. I'm not giving him that. I'm not giving him that. I'm tucking. He got to hit me right here. What I'm going like this. Ooh, what's up? He didn't say I couldn't move. That wasn't in the rules.
You got to be still, Donnie. You got to
Here's the other thing.
Hold on, y'all. I just saw this. It says that a hornet's venom stings can be clinically threatening with only 20 to 200 stings needed to cause kidney or other organ failures. Minimum of 20
stings. But I'm crazy for going with Tyson. One thing I got to do. One real quick. And I can say bye to my mother. Like, it could be live stream. I'm like, man, I love my family.
I love everybody. I love
all my supporters out there. Tyson one punch, bro. I'm going to take it. Bro, I'll be live streaming. Y'all just need some corner.
You're already dealing with probably enlarged heart failure. Just take the hornet stings.
And also, there's another thing.
What you talking about, man?
There's one other thing we haven't even mentioned. The second part of that, when Tyson knocks you out, is your head hitting the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. I'm cool.
Why I gotta be near concrete? Why can't be in my house getting punched?
You're gonna punch you into a waterbed?
You gotta
get punched in the ring or something. It'd be in the
gym. Right, yeah, so, that's cool. I'll take, bro.
Come on. And you gotta have money.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to take it. I've been stung by water.
I'm walking around, niggas like, that's that nigga who could eat any punch in the world.
That's the nigga with no
teeth. That nigga could take any punch. Look, I'm legendary. You know how many people got stung by bees? You know how many people got punched by Mike Tyson? See what I'm saying? So it's a different, I'm at a different level. You feel me? In society after that.
Donnie said all he had to say was, hey, Mike Tyson gave me a bag of chips. And he hit a player.
Bag of chips.
Let me just, because Meg read that thing about hornets. I'm just reading you. I just said, could an average person kill you from one punch? The first answer was yes. But then they also said secondary impact of you hitting the ground. Direct brain damage. The force of a blow can cause the brain to rattle inside the skull. We know that. Damage to the brain stem. Artery damage. A well-placed punch, even if not extremely powerful, can sever an artery in the brain, leading to a fatal hemorrhage.
Happening. Mike can't do that. No man on planet Earth could punch me that hard. I can tell you that right now. I'm just being truthful, bro. That's the reality of this of this reality that we in. And I'm one of the strongest human beings on planet Earth. You know, heard of Samson?
Oh my gosh, Donnie, yes, but not you. That ain't
I'm not
you.
Samson. I'm saying
I think,
that's
I think
my,
you're
that's
referring
my
to Swanson.
Samson, my cousin.
Swanson's TV dinners.
Oh, yeah, Swanson's funny. Samson. I saw a guy get punched at a bar, and they one punch collapsed his whole eye socket, almost went blind.
Damn.
Like, just because the blood rushing out of his.
He got weak bones, bro.
I'm fucking Donnie.
I know.
We
both, bro.
All right, so let's.
That's why I said I'll take the Mike Tyson because I.
Mike Tyson or the Hornets?
Now.
Who y'all going with? Mike Tyson or the Hornets?
Mike Tyson.
I gotta go Tyson too, because if you get stung, if it's a whole swarm and you get stung 20 to 30 times, ain't no telling what the the long lasting effect.
And they saying you getting stunned for 5 minutes. Who's to say it can't go longer than that? The bees don't have no mind of their own. Mike Tyson know he could go to jail and punch me more than once. It ain't consensual.
Because the other part is you can shook and jive and shake, shake, shake. There's a chance you may not get stung that much, right?
Meg,
whereas there's an absolute chance you get knocked out.
Meg, your shoulders aren't aerodynamic enough for you to like be able to.
You cannot. Like yeah, them wasps are going to land, and even if you try to kill them, they dead bodies will be trying to sting you because that's just what they know. They here to die for their queen. That's what they doing. Yeah. That's period. They here to die for their queen. Mike Tyson ain't here to die for me, bro. I could talk all day about Mike Tyson. He ain't gonna do nothing to me.
We're talking. You're making the Hornets bloodlust. I could be like, maybe those Hornets don't like the color black, and so maybe they'll chill and they will leave us alone. Like, we're talking bloodlust for both of them. Both of them want blood. They're going at their most extreme.
Oh, but he can only punch me once.
Yeah, no, that's all he like needs.
You're absolutely going to lose some
5 minutes. It's a timer on yours.
Yeah,
it's
but I'm moving. I'm getting in the water. I'm avoiding. I'm,
that's what I'm saying. You got to just move.
You still got to get to that water.
That's fine.
That's fine. I think I'm going to run. I think I can. I have a better chance of like not getting
you
stung
definitely
much.
Don't got a better chance of running.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Your fat ass is going to die either way.
Hey, Meg's doing
damn, man.
She got a spoiler.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You said what? What did you say? Say it again, Tahir. Say it again. This is so funny.
Meg starts running and a spoiler pops out of her back.
Like when Porsches get up to a certain speed.
Okay, David, thanks.
Down for us to keep it down. What y'all going with? I know Don is going with Mike Tyson. Man, you going with the
Hornets.
David, what you going with?
I'm gonna go with Hornets.
All right, I'm going with Tyson and Jay. You going with the Hornets too?
Yep.
I'm going with the Tyson. I feel Donnie made good points. Tyson can only hit you once. You know what I mean? He ain't got the old Tyson strength no more. He ain't got that no more.
Now, if it was old Tyson, now all that knockout shit might be possible. I see what you're saying there. But an old man is not punching me and knocking me out, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
They are, Donnie.
He might break his hand, bro, on my face, bro. No cap.
No. Yo, might your cheek may swallow. Oh, my Lord. You got a point.
Hey, Donnie, an idiot, bro.
All right. That's rock solid. I don't even want to punch myself. I get myself a headache.
We're going to jump into this last topic right after this.
This episode was brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid, right? Can get you the big bucks. Don't miss out on any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. I am so happy that football season is around the corner. I have been waiting for months, and I can't wait to get my picks in when the times come. I'm talking about Saquon Barkley for more than one touchdown. Joe Burrow for more than 2.5 passing TDs. And Josh Allen for more than 270 passing yards. Because you know he got a big arm, man. He gonna launch that thing. One of my favorite things about Prize Picks is that they invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. And another dope thing is that Prize Picks also offers injury reboots. That means if one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. So download the app today and use code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather help a struggling pastor grow his membership at his church or help your worst ex find love?
I'd do the pastor. If it's my worst ex, I mean, I don't have a lot of like exes that I'm not cool with, but why would I want to help someone that is the worst of my exes? A pastor. I may not even know the pastor, but if I can help him out.
What did this girl do to you, Jay?
I don't even know. I can't even think of like who's my worst ex.
Yeah, I can't think of that either, bro. I think because we was big, brother, and we ain't had that many girlfriends either.
Speak for yourself.
Any dudes don't gotta be nice to girls. So not a girl.
Jay
nice.
Was out here with the girl with the hoes. Not you, Donnie.
You always nice to your girls. You don't want them going back telling people what you look like, just you, Donnie, and stuff like that.
Dude, Jay was pulling them.
I was a fat eight. I was pulling a pretty nice girl.
Fat eight. Yeah, Jay was doing it. I don't know. For me, I would think I would pick the past. The pastor would be, which one we do? I would do the pastor one I wouldn't want to do.
How you going to grow? How you going to help him grow his
yeah. His as soon as you ask people, do you believe in God? Niggas is walking off. Like that's the most, that's the worst thing somebody asks you when you walk in somewhere. Like, excuse me, sir, you believe in God? I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, uh-uh.
You can't do that now. I'm helping the pastor.
You know, it's going to be a problem.
You're gonna make the people that are in the membership leave if you're in charge of it.
Yeah,
that's a lie. Because ever since I've been at my church,
the amount of people there has gone up.
Maybe it's like one church. You're in a one like that.
I used to go to one church back in the day.
Yeah. They got baddies there. Yo, I'm at the club trying to get recruited. that'd be the best place to get one. I'll get you to one tomorrow. I don't know. Would you have to give sermons? Maybe. Would you have to like?
No, the pastor preaches, not you.
Yeah,
you gonna be chopping up the sermons and like putting it on IG.
Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah. Because one church used to give all the sermons be like audition based. You know, everything was like about Hollywood. It was like literally geared. That was pretty funny. Like somebody's not gonna get that call back. Sometimes you're gonna be on the veil. You know, everything was like that every week.
Sometimes you gotta go get that call back.
It's like, yo.
It was.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
That's where you went to, right, man? You went to one church?
When I first got to LA, yeah, I went there for like a year.
Okay.
And then I was like,
right?
But yeah, then I was at Faithful Central for like years.
Mm.
Yeah, I went to Faithful Central too. Bishop Omer. Bishop Omer. Yeah, yeah, I don't know how to. I wouldn't know how to grow somebody's church.
It's the same way you grow your social media to here. It's literally the same. The only difference is the content, but it's the same tools.
But what sketches would I use? Because you can't just put all sermons up. Like, what sketches I'm gonna do for the
you? Can, first of all, the Bible is full of stories. Okay, there's a lot of stuff in there. And they're hilarious. There's crazy stuff, hilarious murders. There's rape. There's everything crazy in the Bible.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
They got
giants in the Bible, dragons, Nephilim,
Meg.
Oh wow, shots.
Don't take your head, Jay. She been capping all. She been capping the whole show. She can get it right back at it. Don't shake your head. She been firing off the whole show. Don't you shake your head to make it weak.
I think religion's kind of different in the sense that you can't do too much because people can easily see you making fun of it or think you're like fucking with the Bible, or then you could lose members. Mm-hmm. So it's like
if you say fucking with the Bible. You definitely if that's your pitch. We're just gonna be fucking with the Bible. We got some sketches. Hey, anybody wants to fuck with the Bible, make some sketches, y'all come through, man. We out here growing the organization, you know what I'm saying?
Any y'all tired of messing with the Mormons? Come on down.
Yeah, because how do you get, I don't know, that's a good question. Like, how did Jesus get just doing miracles?
Town to town, turning water into wine, bro.
What
junkie and drunk ain't gonna follow Jesus? He turning water into wine every city he go to.
Daddy's
washing his feet with their hair, bro. Who don't want to get down with bro?
I just want clarification. Can you present the options again? Mainly, I want to hear the pastor. Like,
You got to help a pastor grow his congregation.
Okay.
Yeah. Help a struggling pastor grow his membership. Versus help your worst ex find love.
okay, I'm doing the pastor, because it doesn't say you have to be good at it. It just says you have to help. So, I mean, I'm like, yes. I'm not good.
I used to pass out flyers. I told y'all this. I used to pass out flyers at the strip club, and they looked like club flyers, but when you looked at it, it was an invite to the church. So,
oh, really?
That's catfishing on flyers.
You, no, it wasn't just me. It was this was like a ministry at my church. So, it was like young adults. We was all young, real cute, guys, girls. So, we had to dress like we were going to the club, but like not hoochie, right? But just nice. Yeah. We would go to different places in Dallas. We would, like, literally the lounges. We stopped at all of that. We walk through, pass out flyers. We would put them on cars. People was like, oh, what's up? And we like, yeah, it's popping off on Sunday. They'd be like, yes, what's up? And they would take it, and they would look at it and be like, but it looked like a club flyer. So it really looked like... And then one time we went to Dallas Gentlemen's Club, and we put all the flyers on the cars.
Wow.
I'm in the Lord's work. I'm trying to hear all this shit. Trying to see some tits and ass with a strip club.
Okay. Yeah.
Then after you're done with that, come on over to the Lord's house
and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, I'm trying to the church. Where the hoes at? Yeah, y'all got the flyer. Y'all got me here. Where the hoes at?
They're like, we don't have any hoes, but we have the Holy Spirit.
And yeah, I remember walking through, like, we was in a club, it was like free before 10 or whatever. So we was like, we're going to go there. It was like 7 of us. And we walked through there, and mind you, we're walking around. We got our little flyers. Yeah. So, you know, dudes, they see a cute girl, they're like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, come through on Sunday, okay? See you. And he's like, okay, all right. Cool.
Yo, that's terrible.
It was so funny.
Who's the cute girl in your group, man?
Me, Donnie, and some other girls, like 4 of us. We were super cute. Okay. But it was 7 people total.
See, I thought the same thing, Donnie, but respectfully, I was like, I don't want shit on Meg.
Wow. I
didn't say it. I didn't know.
Et tu, Brute? Everybody, today, everybody.
Right, what about you, Zier? What'd you do? What do you like?
I probably would try with the pastor, man. You know, my worst ex. I mean, unless I tried to find her love with somebody I know is gonna dog her.
Ah, that's funny.
Fuck her credit up. Like if I could do that, then I'm like,
He's
gonna be driving her car when he drop her off at work. You finna fuck
her. Dealing with the ex. Yeah.
They break up, he gonna steal all the copper out of her place. Like that's that type of help.
That's so funny.
But if it's got to be real love, I got to go with the pastor then.
Yeah.
I'm messing with the pastor.
You still trying to smile after me?
Yeah.
Should be no happiness in your life once we off? What are you doing?
Yeah. It's hard to see ex sometimes. Not hard, but like, if you're still not over, I don't know. I had an ex who ended up dating a better version of me. Like after, and I was like, this nigga like better, the younger version of me, but it got hair and everything. I was like,
oh, right. Whoa.
But I don't know. It's that's tough. I don't know. I think I would do the.
It's easy to me. I'm like, well, if it's my worst ex, which I can't even think, but I'm like, if I had a bad experience with someone, I don't want to be around him at all. So why not help a pastor, help him build his congregation?
Yeah,
I would definitely help a pastor. I feel like pastors is hilarious too. Like when you listen to their sermons and they relating the sermon to real life. I seen the sermon the other day. They were like, yeah, man, they was trying to relate to the youth. He like, yeah, man, y'all know the original Wahin was Jesus. He's Yeshua from Nazareth.
See, that's
Yeshua
how you
from that. He's the YN. I was like, oh, bro, he just opened my mind, bro. Hey,
that's what you gotta do,
bro. I'm like, bro, like, I feel like that'd be way funner than messing with somebody that I already hate, which is my ex.
That's so funny. YN, that's really funny.
Now, that's a real sermon, bro. I'm not making this shit up, bro.
I thought you said the original white man, and I was like, oh, I can listen to this sermon.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna go with
Meg, where you going? You going with the pastor?
Yeah, I already do that.
Yeah. And you gotta say crazy stuff like the earth flat. That's in the Bible though. So
yeah.
you could talk about stuff like that. You see you what I'm saying?
Street corner with the bullhorn.
Yeah.
Old school. Be at the promenade. Be at a, you know. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's way
that is
funny.
Not effective. Nobody want to hear that.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to.
You got to get them to go to church.
You know, right. They do want to see the club flyers for the church.
Well, dude, how many people came from them flyers, Meg?
I knew of one guy. I don't know however many. Like
just one.
I just one of the guys that I passed. He came to church.
Oh, yeah, you got his number. Yeah, he hollered.
Oh no, this church.
Hey, whatever gets him in the door. Whatever gets him in the door.
And so here, you went to didn't you go to a church yesterday or something with the cool preacher that's known for having a cool what's it called? You went to?
Oh, he used to go to Pulled Pork Pentecostal.
Oh.
Then he lost weight.
Pulled pork.
That's funny. Pulled pork. Pentecostal.
Pentecostal. You don't go there no more, huh?
Oh.
Pulled
pork. Oh.
Hey, you was too the fast. The
mountaintop. He's like, the pastor's up there. Jesus gave his, or Adam gave his rib. Yeah, he got these ribs over here.
That seemed like we set that up. It's like she was like, Murph, throw me a lob.
That's it. That seemed calculated. I'm not gonna hold you.
That yeah, it did, man.
It's fast.
What I said at the beginning, bro. She out there writing jokes, bro. This one's freestyle, bro.
Nope. Sorry, Donnie. All of us don't need it. Some of us are just geniuses, okay?
That's so funny.
Some of us just
have
smart.
It. You are smart.
Let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? We going with pastor. The pastor or the ex?
Pastor.
Pastor.
I'm gonna go. I
going with the pastor.
We going with the pastor. Where you going?
She got a 40 in the back.
I'm going with the pastor.
Thanks, so Patty, man. Listen, man, the pastor is unanimous on that one. We want to thank our special guest. Hey, look at Tony making the same face.
Yeah.
Shout out to our special
guest. Wait, you thought you were safe, Murph? You on here, too.
Oh. You've been researching the whole goddamn time.
Hey.
No, I was out here chilling.
You lulling me to sleep.
We got you too, Murph. You're a movie theater favorite.
I was like, oh, okay. All right. I'm not
for you. Oh, don't worry. I got your before picture, Jay.
I knew she was over there doing it.
Yo,
I knew she was over quiet. There cooking.
Cause y'all been firing me up. This is crazy.
What's crazy is if you put some glasses on, Meg, that could be your current picture.
Oh. Don't try it. I'm way too. I have too much melanin. Don't even try it, Jay.
Oh my god.
You tried it.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
You're researching the whole time.
That's why. Go ahead, Donnie. Show that.
The shoulder. That's so funny.
So funny. And you stop laughing to hear because I got you on your
shirt. Hey, yo,
oh, wow. I do it.
Damn. I knew it.
I don't know how that content works, so I had to stop it. I don't know if I can keep playing that song.
Oh, yeah.
You dirty witch.
That's so funny. That was a good one.
Like, look, good. This is what to hear aspired to be, bro. With them guns on his back.
Look how fat my face was. All right, man. Thank our special guest, Donnie Comedy, Big Irish J, David Murphy. Shout out to the OG Squad, Man Scoop. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Thanks.